Welcome to the Home Building Hero, where we help you become the hero of your new home by providing you all the information that you need. No matter if you're an industry pro, you're building, or you're buying, we got you covered here at the Home Building Hero. We're coming to you live today from the LP Studios here in Wisconsin. I'm your host, David Bellman, president of Bellman Homes. Thank you for tuning in today. Hello, everybody. I'm here today with Bill Fonte, and he is CEO of Boston Inc., which is Ashley Furniture and Appliance Mart. And we're so excited to have Bill here on the Home Building Hero today. Welcome, Bill.
Welcome. How are you, buddy?
I am fantastic. So we're really excited to have you here because we're going to be chatting about furniture trends. We're going to be talking about the home and building industry, as well as what it takes to really build a winning company like you have with Ashley Home Store. And I want to preface this interview by saying that, you know, one of my most loyal listeners, Greg Schaefer, is the one that kind of connected us here. And I know Greg for a long time. We've been colleagues in the building industry. And every time I see him, he's always talking about the podcast and talking it up. And we emailed the other day and I'm like, yeah, I want to talk a little bit about furniture. That's not something we normally talk about. And he's like, yeah, let me get back to you on that. And all of a sudden he's like, hey, I've got Bill. He's going to be great. And, you know, you and I chatted really briefly, had a great conversation. I was like, oh, this is going to be an awesome episode. So with that, thank you so much for joining the podcast, Bill. We're really excited to have you here.
Excited to be here as well.
So let's start off. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself so the audience kind of knows who you are and what you do?
Sure. Yeah. Hey, I've been in the business for 42 years. My dad actually started the company in Madison back in 1969. So we're going to be celebrating our 55th year in business.
Awesome.
It's been a wonderful, wonderful run. And I started in the warehouse and delivery. So I've been in all parts of the business. You know, our company originated right next to Neil's Famous Footwear, which is now the famous footwear in Madison, next to Gardner's Bakery. It all started in a 5,000 square foot Redall grocery store. And my dad and Pete Gambino, they broke off from American TV back then. And then for me, I worked a little bit here and there as a kid at that store. Next door that they built in Madison onwards, I've been part of the company and became CEO back in 2002 when we had two stores, 89 employees. And here it is now, 2024, 16 stores, and still looking to grow and loving every minute of it.
Wow. A lot of stuff there. So first of all, congratulations on all the growth. And it's super cool to have somebody that's been, you know, kind of almost every position of the company and being able to understand that whole operation from top to bottom. I think that's really cool. And I also got a shout out when you started mentioning some of these old companies, that was like a blast from the past, American TV and Red Owl. We had all those. I remember those. So crazy to, you know, see how the landscape has changed over the years with companies coming and going and then you guys flourishing, obviously. So congratulations for all that.
Well, thank you.
So I guess, why don't you talk a little bit more first just about Ashley in general, because you guys do a lot of things. Just tell us a little bit about the products and what you offer, because there are some people that maybe aren't familiar with it.
Yeah, Ashley is a Wisconsin company. The Wanicks are the owners of Ashley Industries. And we've been part of the Ashley family since 1978. When we bought the first bedroom set that they came out with. Back in those days, they were into TV consoles and end tables, and then their first run at furniture was in the bedroom set business. So back in 1978, we were one of the first customers to get involved with Ashley. At that time, gosh, they were probably a couple $100 million company, and now they're in that $8 to $10 billion range. They're the number one manufacturer in the world, and they do it through great design, great quality, unbelievably hard workers. The Wanick family is personal friends of ours, And, you know, we decided back in 2004 that we were going to jump on the Ashley Home Store bandwagon. It was a wonderful retail experience for clients in other parts of the U.S. And we decided that that was going to be where we were heading when it comes to our business. You know, of course, we have Furniture and Appliance Mart, which is our brand name going back into Madison, and then we jumped on with the Ashley Home Stores, and now we have home stores throughout Milwaukee area, Madison area, Green Bay, Appleton, and throughout central Wisconsin as well.
Yeah, it's amazing the footprint that you guys have. And so I know one of your big charges is obviously to continue to grow the company. So can you tell us a little bit about some of the things that you're working on at Ashley right now and kind of how you've achieved such great growth so far?
Yeah, well, through hard work, you've got to have a great team behind you, and that we do. Our executive team and management team is absolutely fantastic. We train hard, and we look for people that, you know, want that growth and want to be part of our culture, which is a big part of who we are and how we treat our customers. Because let's face it, it's all about the client. And you got to take care of the client. So we've got to have a dedicated team, and that we do. And boy, I'll tell you, we're looking at a number of different areas of expansion, but most importantly, just updating a few of our stores as we currently speak. And you know, you got to provide a great quality atmosphere for clients, a wonderful environment with great people that will take care of clients. You know, I've been around long enough where we know what great service is all about. And today you can shop in many other retail stores. It doesn't matter what it is that they're selling, but the service end of the business just isn't there like it used to be. And I'd like to say we've got old fashioned values, especially coming from a guy who's been around the business for a long, long time. And in the retail sector, like I said, in this industry, 42 years, but I also worked at a country club, Sun Prairie Country Club, for 6 years, from being a busboy to a cook and running the pro shop and mowing the greens. So I've been in retail for a very, very long time, and customer service is a huge part of what we do. And one thing our customers can always expect when you walk through any of our stores is to be greeted and well taken care of.
I love it. So I got a joke. Is there anything you haven't done?
You know, I'm a jack of all trades. I just, I love work, actually. It just, my wife knows it, my kids. I live for work and live for my family and my employees. And it's, I mean, I'm blessed.
The passion's definitely there for sure. So I want to touch on the, something you said earlier. And I know that you're really big on self-improvement. You're really big on growth and then building your team. So I know you do some really cool things because I've seen them. I actually get copies of them. So why don't you talk about some of the things that you do to kind of help grow and inspire your team? Because obviously that's fueled a lot of the growth here with your company.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, it does come down to appreciation and gratitude. Personal development has been a big part of my life for the last 15 years. I'm sure the listeners can understand that at some point in their life, somebody introduced maybe a personal development speaker. If it's back in the day, it could have been Zig Ziglar or Jim Rohn. And in today's world, it's Ed Milet and Tony Robbins and folks like them. There's a host of different personal development folks out there. But, you know, for me, it all started in 2008 with Jim Rohn. And it all came about through I went through depression and high anxiety for about 3 years. And I don't mind talking about it because it's a big problem out there in this world today. And we can get through it with the right mindset. And that's what I did. You know, I found out that personal development and the right focus and mindset can make a huge difference in everybody's life. And living a life of gratitude, as Tony Robbins calls it, a beautiful state, not just every once in a while, but all the time. every second of every day, you've got to be thinking about what you have instead of what you don't have. So it was back 5.5 years ago or so, I decided that, you know what, since I'm learning so much from Tony Robbins, which I joined his whole program 7 years ago, been religious about going to all of his events, that I should be sharing this information so that other people can learn and grow from personal development. And I write to our employees. You see the emails, you read
yes,
the emails.
I get Greg shares them with me every day.
Yeah, each and every day. I haven't missed in almost 4 years straight. And when some of my CEO friends ask, you mean you do this 5 days a week? I'm like, 5 days a week? There's 7 days in a week. So it's every single day. I do take Christmas off and Thanksgiving because I you know, I tell them, you know, enjoy the day. Stay with your family. You don't have to pick up your phone or computer to read the email. You know, just enjoy your day with your family. No, so it's a big part of our culture, and we live by it. And just as you greeted me this morning, you said, good morning. I'm like, no. It's great morning. It's always great morning here at the BFD. Great afternoon.
Yep. No, that's fantastic. Like the vernacular that you have to use is so important. And the words have meaning. And sometimes we marginalize our words, which we probably shouldn't do. And, you know, there's always a better word, right? And it can express things. And especially in front of a customer, I think that's important. It's also important in front of your team. And you mentioned, you know, a lot of your inspirations. I've actually followed a lot of these gentlemen. I have a ton of Jim Rohn audiobooks in my truck. Haven't listened to them in a while. I don't have a CD player anymore. So that's been my challenge there. No, his stuff is great. I love Tony Robbins' stuff. That's really cool that you actually go physically to some of his events. I guess I wasn't planning on asking you this, but what is that experience like going to something like that? Because he's so powerful. What do you get out of that? And what is that like?
It honestly is life-changing. A Tony Robbins event is kind of like going to a rock concert, and there's so much power behind it, that his music that inspires you along with the message is just outrageous. I've been to events where it's called UPW, Unleash the Power Within, and that's where you walk on hot burning coals and do crazy, crazy things. And as many as 14,000 people will show up to these events. And then, of course, the gets involved in all aspects of life, from relationships to business to spiritual. It's really a head-to-toe type of program that starts with your mind and changing your mind, changing your focus, and setting extreme goals in some cases. And you got to believe in yourself. And when you believe in yourself and you want to go after that absolute best version of yourself, that's where personal development really plays a big part, because we don't know what we don't know, right?
Yep.
And that's why you got to keep on exploring and keep on doing and keep on just doing the things that you need to do to be a better person than you were yesterday. And that's what I try to do for all of our employees here. And that, you know, that feeling comes through to our clients as well. They see it through our delivery teams. They see it through our customer service and service department, and certainly on the sales floor. We try to do our absolute best for our clients. That's for sure.
I appreciate all those things that you're doing for your team, and it shows that you really care. One of the things that you kind of touched on, I want to go a little deeper into, is the topic of culture and leadership, because it's one thing to have personal development, but you also have to sort of ingrain that into the culture and express it through the leadership. So kind of explain to me how you utilize culture and why that's so important in your business, and how you work that in.
Well, sure. Well, it starts with your core values. There's a lot of executives, maybe even CEOs, that create core values, but you don't even know them. And you can't live them if you don't know them. So for our company, just if you're trying to grow your core values and move that forward through your team, whether you have a small team or a large company, the way I was able to do it is incorporate the value to a day. is so often people can't remember, you know, what the value may be because they didn't create it, right? So for us, we created continuous improvement Monday. Tuesdays are teamwork Tuesday. Wednesday is commitment Wednesday. Thursday, integrity Thursday. And our fifth core value is performance, performance Friday. So it allowed everyone, and 83% of our employees last surveyed remembered verbatim the core values. And you can't live them if you don't know them, right?
That's
and
great.
Let's face it, the chokehold of any organization is the leader. So if things aren't going well, you got to look in the mirror and say, what can I do better for my teammates? What can I do better for my clients? It starts with you, the leader.
That's fantastic. That's all amazing stuff. And it clearly shows, and you've not only taken the things that you've learned, but then built them into your company. And obviously it's a big reason why it's growing. So kudos to you for that. It sounds amazing. And I've also heard that, you know, people love to work for you and love to work for your company, and it must make it a lot easier than when you have this set up to bring in good people and keep them. Do you agree?
It does. And we were just ranked as one of the best places to work in Wisconsin. So that was a beautiful achievement. And, you know, we are now an ESOP on top of it. So not only do we give you personal development messages to grow yourself, we have your dream matter boards throughout our company. Everybody who works at our company has your listed dream, and we put it on a board and we help people achieve these dreams, which is a beautiful thing. There's so many folks that just don't have goals, and you got to have goals. You got to have a reason to get up every single day. And that's what we do here. And on top of doing the person development and having beautiful facilities and trucks to work out of, we have an ESOP. So all of our employees are the owners of the company. So it's 100% ESOP, which, you know, when you come in and you work with one of our employees, they're not really an employee. They're an owner of the company. And that also makes a big difference. And this year, 2023, we really shined when it came to really taking ownership of being that partner here at our company, being a 100% ESOP.
Yeah, it definitely changes the stakes for them because now they are part of the bottom line, right? So if they're succeeding, they get to see that benefit. It's part ownership for them. So it makes a ton of sense. And that's really cool that you guys have done that. And I think a lot of the really fast growing companies, I know like Quick Trip does that as well too, where it's like they're all kind of invested in that organization.
Yep. And it shows, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You're not just the employee. You're not the low person on the totem pole. You're a part owner. It's kind of like the Green Bay Packers, right? They've got hundreds of owners around the state and around the country. And they say, I own that team. You own part
That's
of that
right.
company. It's fantastic.
It really is. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, we've talked a lot about leadership and growth, and you know, we could talk about this all day, but I want to kind of shift. This is the Home Building Hero. So for those of you tuning in, we're going to get a little bit more now into specifics of trends and things in the industry. So shifting gears a little bit, what are some new products or things that you guys have coming out that you're really excited about right now?
Well, the things that have really changed when it comes to comfort in the last few years is the different fabrics. There's some of these unbelievably soft fabrics that you just want to sink into and like cuddle up with a blanket. They're just really beautiful, and it makes you feel great. That along with power. I like to call them infinite power reclining systems, reclining sofas, because they have infinite possibilities for your comfort, from headrest to lumbar supports to adjusting the leg position to exactly where you want it. That's been big. Massage chairs have been really huge, especially since COVID. People want to relax more, spend more time at home, and nothing like getting a massage each and every day right there in the security of your own home. That feels great.
It might be dangerous for me. I don't know if I'd get up out of that chair.
Oh, man, they are really, really nice, especially with the rollers and heat that goes through your whole entire body. It's a tremendous experience. And, you know, of course, bedroom sets have had to make a change here recently. You know, for safety reasons, for kids climbing up on dressers and chests. So some extra weight had to be provided to those to make sure that they don't tip over. So it's about safety. It's about touch and feel. Leather is hot right now. Some of the nicest product that I have seen in the last 2 decades have recently come out from Ashley on leather, occasional sofas and reclining sofas. It's really a fantastic time to buy. And I had mentioned this last week when we had chatted about the affordability.
Yeah, I was blown away by this. So tell me what you told me last week on the phone, because I couldn't believe that when you said it.
Yeah, this is crazy. Of course, we see home building and the expense of homes going up, 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 up. Window prices, of course, we see those going up using glass and wood and such. In the furniture business, and I've been around a long time, to tell you that when Ashley first came out with sofas and reclining sofas, and I go back to even 40 years ago, the starting price point of a sofa was $499. Today, it's $399. So it's one of those rare industries that I can honestly say most of the product that we sell today is less expensive. And when you consider the cost of living over the last 3-4 decades, what a value. From bedroom sets to sofas, reclining sofas are $300 less today than when they first came out.
Yeah, that's absolutely incredible. Wild. Because there's no house that I've sold that's cost less than, you know, the first time I built it, or, you know, any product that I bought. Every time I buy a material for a house, it seems like it just keeps going up and not down. So when you said that, it was like, that's unbelievable. So what do you attribute that to?
Well, number one, Ashley. If you ever had an opportunity to go through their Ashley factories here in Arcadia, Wisconsin, again, they have 5,500 employees here just in Wisconsin alone, the largest facility in America in building sofas. And when you see what they do to drive costs down, it's just really incredible. And I think some of that reason is the founder of Ashley, Ron Wanick, he grew up in Minnesota on a farm. He didn't have running water, didn't have electricity, had an outhouse. When he got into the furniture business, he wanted to make sure it was the most affordable furniture that any customer could possibly buy, with great quality. And I'd like to say that Ashley is one of those products. It's designer quality product. I've met most of their designers. They're fabulous people. They really work hard at creating the greatest designs for the lowest possible price. Many times I'll go through the parade homes and we'll have all of our appliances in it, and the builders will buy their furniture from us and it's loaded with Ashley. And of course you have to pull all the tags off. And I'll hear designers, hey, who makes that? Well, that's Ashley. And they go, wow, that's Ashley? Well, how about that sofa? No, that's Ashley. You're kidding me. Well, the bar stool, Ashley. And they're like, that's unbelievable. I mean, they really have top-notch furniture. And for a fraction of the price. And it all comes down to that founder, Ron Wanick, and then his son taking over, Todd Wanick, that drives down prices. It makes it really tough for the competition to compete with them, that's for sure. But they do it for their customers, and they do it for the home stores across the nation to provide the best quality furniture at the lowest possible prices. And that's why prices have been driven downward over the last 2 or 3 decades.
That's fantastic. And, you know, again, with everything else going up, it's nice to see something else that's so competitive like that, because again, people are challenged when they build these new homes and they're spending a ton of money. Then they have to furnish them afterwards. And a lot of times they don't always leave enough left for that, right? So to be able to give them more value. And we've used you guys before, and our last parade model, it's been a couple of years now, but we did one and you guys did all the furniture in it. It was awesome. Looked great. Got a lot of compliments on it. So tell me a little bit now about like your designers, because obviously they got to stay up on all these trends. What are they seeing out there as far as like in interior furnishings and home? What are people gravitating towards? What kind of colors and things like that are kind of becoming popular right now?
Well, what's been hot in the last 3 years is beige. You know, all ivory colors, any colors of beige, just a sea of beige in her stores. But that's starting to transition into more color again. You know, we go through phases, especially in 40 years of selling furniture. I've seen it all from the plaids to the shotgun scenes, knocking down the pheasants on big, huge, bulky sofas, right on down to the new microfibers that, you know, the microfiber fabrics are so nice to work with. They're easy to clean. They're super durable, something that we didn't have 3 decades ago. And that all came through from the car industry, where they needed a real durable fabric. And in Europe, they came up with this this product. And you know what? The furniture industry decided, hey, we love that fabric. So
we want some of that to action too there. We'll take some of that.
Right. Yeah. So nothing like a unbelievably durable fabric, like a microfiber. So microfibers and different versions of that are hot. And again, color's coming back, which I love color. So, you know, some of the colors from the 70s are starting to be introduced in 2024, the mustard colors and things of that sort, and the oranges. Yeah.
And I don't know if I can get on with that, because like as a kid, I remember that. Like we had the avocado green, you know, appliances, and we had my friend had yellow shade carpet in their family room. And it was, I'm sure it's different generations. Like if you grew up as a kid with that, you're probably like, no, no way in heck. But like if you were in a different era that you would be retro or something, I'm sure where people are kind of finding that to be interesting. Is that kind of what you're seeing?
Exactly. Yeah. Mid-century modern is actually starting to come back. You see it in bedroom sets. You see it in end tables. You don't see the furniture design of the sofa being something that you would see in the 70s, but you're certainly seeing it in the case good products. So, you know, and maybe an introduction of a headboard that may have some mustard colored leather on it or vinyl. That's where you're introducing a color like that. So it's subdued versus, bam, here's a big sectional and mustard color. That's a little overdone. But, you know, the our visual merchandisers and our buying team, they know what the customer is looking for at all given times. That's why we stay so focused in understanding and surveying our clients to know what they want, what they like. And right now, you know, the beiges are hot, but we're starting to see that color starting to infiltrate onto our floors in a big way. And you'll see more of it by the end of 2024.
Yeah, and that's a lot of what I've been reading. And we did a episode not too long ago talking about kind of browns. I got a whole catalog from a company, and it was like literally everything was had brown in it. And I was kind of shocked because everything has been, you know, the gray and the white and very cool colors. And it's, you know, it was transitioning maybe a year or two before where it was kind of the earthy grays. And now, yeah, you're right. It's beige. And then, yeah, even starting to bring in more of the colors. In fact, I think the Sherwin-Williams color of the year, it's a blue color this year. And I'm like, oh, I haven't seen blue for a while from the color of the year. So that just shows like, hey, you know, we're bringing the warm palettes back in, but then now we're popping it with more color. And of course, the best place to get those color pops, I think, is definitely in the furniture and the accessory part of what you guys do.
It really is. It's, you know, it's the beauty of furniture is you can change the whole look of a home just by changing out a few pieces of furniture or just adding an area rug and some accessories. You can really change the whole feel of your home. It doesn't matter if it's an apartment, a mobile home, or a luxury home. Furniture really makes the difference.
And do you think people are maybe switching their furniture out more just because of a style change versus comfort? Or, I mean, what do you think really drives somebody to, besides obviously buying a new house where you need furniture, what else drives somebody to make a big change in their home? Is there anything you've identified?
Well, color is one, comfort is another. You know, people are definitely switching out furniture more often than they used to. You know, again, I've been around long enough where I wasn't the one, but I would know my grandparents that would put plastic on their sofa and try to retain that sofa for 40 years. Those days are gone. You know, folks today, they don't want to have a sofa for 20 years. 10, 12 years, sure. Some folks, I've seen switch out sofas in 6 years. Bedroom sets. Typically, you have 2 to 3 bedroom sets in your lifetime, but comforter sets, where you can change up the whole look of a bedroom set just by adding an accent chair or changing out the comforter set, is quite normal in today's world of changing out and making the environment feel more spacious and more loving when you come home. Because, you know, let's face it, it's our sanctuary, and we may have a tough day at work. You come home, get rid of that stress, and you walk into that beautiful home and feel good plopping down on that new sofa, chair, or sleeping in a fantastic mattress.
Yeah, and you must be reading my mind, because it's going to transition right into this question next, because we had kind of a talk last week, and you started talking about mattresses, and you kind of blew my mind a little bit, because, you know, this is not something I think about, but tell me kind of your philosophy about mattresses and how involved you guys are when selecting one and being part of that process.
Yeah, thanks for asking. Sleep is obviously unbelievably important for all of us, for our health, for our mental health and well-being. And here at our company, we have a sleep process that nobody else has. And if you're looking to be fitted, and that's what it is, fitted, it's like going to buy a new dress or a suit. You want to go to the right place that is fitted for you. And that's what we do. We fit you with the right mattress for your sleep preference, whether you're a back sleeper, side sleeper, stomach sleeper. We put you with the right pillow on the right product. And with adjustable beds, we have now been able to put folks that may have a disability or a bad back, which they've been sleeping on a recliner for years and not being able to sleep with their spouse, back in bed with their spouse, so that they can have a wonderful night of sleep with an adjustable bed by lifting up the legs, or maybe lifting up independently the headrest, so that they can sleep comfortably next to their loved one. We have so many stories like that, that just really, it just does something. It makes me feel so good and right down to my soul, being able to put people in the right bed to sleep better and make them feel better about themselves, as well as, you know, being able to provide more for their family and do more because they sleep well. And isn't that a beautiful thing? So whether
that's
Tempur-Pedic,
fantastic. And
it really is.
Yeah, you think about how much time you spend in bed, you know, out of a 24-hour day, you're in bed, you know, 7-8 hours every day, you know, 7 days a week. And so, you know, if you're not sleeping well, you're not feeling well or performing well. And then, you know, you think of this technology that's out there and the electronics, like you mentioned, and the way that you can adjust the bed and, you know, put air in it sometimes to change the pressure or move things around a little bit. It really is important to have someone that kind of knows how to do it right, so that, you know, you don't waste a bunch of money on something like this and then not really take advantage of all the cool things that it does.
Exactly. And none of our room consultants are allowed to sell a mattress until they go through this hybrid training system that we have, to be able to notice certain things that when someone lays down on a bed, they may notice the fact that their legs are crossed. And they'll ask, you know, hey, do you have lower back issues? Yeah, I do. Here, watch this. Just raising the feet by 1.5 inches, watch how the lower back pain just kind of dissipates. And they'll go, whoa. Okay, uncross the legs, feel it. And they're like, huh, just takes all the pressure off of it. So those are the things that we train each and every day to our team, so that we provide the best experience for our clients. And that's why we are the number one place to buy mattresses in the state of Wisconsin. And that just kind of ties into, you know, one of our, you know, programs that we love so dearly, is a Hope to Dream program. So a lot of our better quality beds, when you buy a Purple, a Tempur-Pedic, a Simmons Black, we will provide a child in Wisconsin a bed to sleep in. We work with Sleep in Heavenly Peace. They provide a handmade bed. We provide the mattress. And last year, we worked with the Green Bay Packers, and we actually had a really neat program at Lambeau Field, where we brought in a number of kids who had the experience of a lifetime going through Lambeau Field, meeting up with a Packer player. And then we provided them with mattresses, and we provided them with a handmade quilt and a handmade bed. It was a wonderful experience. And, you know, this year we're entrusting our customers to help us out and do more. We're going to deliver over 1,000 beds to kids who currently sleep That's on the amazing. Floor. Yeah. I mean, our mission is to make sure there isn't a single kid in Wisconsin sleeping on the floor. It just, there's too much of that. And we want to put an end to that. So, you know, that's what we do. We love to give back. We love to make sure that we're providing the best night's sleep. We have the lowest rate in the country when it comes to return rate on mattresses. If you buy online, you're talking a 30% return rate. Why? Because you have no idea what you're buying. You think, you know, oh, it's all about price. No, it's not about price. It's about your sleep. It's about your time. And we want to provide you with the best experience. And that's why our sleep consultants will do the right job for you so that less than 2% of our clients even consider returning a bed. And that's why we have a sleep guarantee, just in case we don't get it right. That's the lowest percentage in the country by far. Manufacturers are blown away with what we're phenomenal. capable of doing.
Yeah, it shows when you have a good process and you really care about the customer that you know, you're going to find the right product for them and you're there to help them at the end of the day. So you kind of touched on this and I want to dive a little deeper into it. And that is, why is it dangerous to buy furniture on the internet? Because obviously that's the thing we're hearing. Brick and mortar stores are going away and all this stuff. And everybody's buying everything, Amazon this. And that's not really the right way to go in your industry. Why don't you explain why?
It really isn't. Well, I explain one thing, and it's a fact that when you buy online mattresses, 30% of the consumers are dissatisfied with their purchase. That's why the return rate is so high. Purple, when they came out into the market, that's all they did is sell direct to the consumer with a 30% return rate. We're under 2% with Purple. What's the difference? It's the experience. And that's what we provide, in-store experience, so that you can touch, feel, and know exactly what you're getting on mattresses. And when it comes to furniture, it really gets dangerous with a client. Yeah, a price is a price. It may sound good to you at first, but it's not like buying clothing. It's not like buying most things on the internet where if you don't like it, you can just return it. And it doesn't cost you anything. In furniture, it's all about how much liability do you want to take on? Because number one, if it shows up damaged, it's your damage. If you can't get it through your front door, it's your problem. If you have a warranty issue, the warranty lies with us, the retailer, and not the manufacturer. Most people don't know that. So when you have an issue, it's your issue. You got to fork out the money to get it repaired, fork out the money to be able to send it back. If you don't like it, pay a restocking fee. So that's why the in-store experience is the only way to go. Sure, maybe you can save a few dollars, but is it really worth it for all the risk? I don't think so.
No, I think those are great points. And then you also have just the issue of, is this really even going to fit in my home? And how is this, you know, going to look, or is this going to go with the other things? And I'm sure that you can add on to that as well with having somebody that's trained on furniture design and placement and being able to help you work through that so you don't make a mistake and then now have to waste all the time kind of going back and forth trying to fix the mistake that you made, right?
Exactly. There's nothing more irritating than to buy a sofa thinking, and like I said earlier, I was a delivery guy. I've been to in some of those situations where you show up and it's an 80-year-old home and you may have a 32-inch door opening and there's just absolutely no way to get the sofa through. And you got to know what the customer has for a house, how to get it delivered, how, if there's stairways, how do we get up the stairway? How do we go down the stairway? Is there a left turn, right turn? These are a lot of questions you have to ask. And we do those things because we've been there. We have our own delivery crews, 26 teams of delivery crews delivering thousands and thousands of pieces of furniture every day. We take that information. If it doesn't work out and we can't get it through the house, what do we learn from it? How do we make that experience even better for our customer so that they don't have to waste the time of reselecting new sofas and mattress, even a mattress, you know, because sometimes an old home, you can't get a queen mattress up the stairway or a queen box frame. So you've got to know where it's going so that you can equip the consumer with the right product and make sure it gets in their house.
No, that makes total sense. Get them the right thing the first time and make it right so that it doesn't have to come back. And that way they're not inconvenienced and you've probably gotten a better product. And the way that you guys do it with your manufacturing process, probably for a better price too. So
absolutely.
Don't buy
when it's all said
internet.
And done. Yeah. When it's all said and done, the best value, you know, in the furniture business is right there at a retail store. You know, there's thousands and thousands of us out there, retail families, you know, pretty much everybody in the furniture retail industry is an independent. You're not dealing with a huge conglomerate like Amazon and Walmart and handing all your money over to them. You know, when you buy here in Wisconsin from us, your money stays in Wisconsin and it helps support the community, helps support the Toys for Tots programs and breast cancer programs that we do and Hope to Dream programs and United Way and all the things that we do for our communities. That stays here in Wisconsin.
I love it. And I'm a big supporter of, you know, doing things locally. We actually did a whole episode on Wisconsin companies, which was really fun. And I believe you were mentioned in there. So we got you covered in there too. But last question for you before we kind of wrap up here. But, you know, it's 2024, it's pretty early in the new year. What are your predictions for this year? Is it going to be a good year? What do you think's going to happen this year in the market, housing, everything?
Well, with our mindset, we have to believe it's going to be a good year. Let's face it, we're Americans, and we've got some challenges out there. There's no question about it. There's a huge debt load. You know, war is breaking out across the world. There's a lot of uncertainty, but within the uncertainty, you got to find the certainty. And one thing that I know is that, you know, America always finds a way to win. And we will find a way to win in 2024. We've got an election coming up, and we have to put trust in the people that they will select the right candidate that will move the country forward in the right direction and build upon our economy, the greatest economy in the world. And we all have to believe in this economy, and we all have to work a little bit harder. You know, this, working less than 40 hours a week, you know, hey, it may work for some people, but that's not what America was built on. It was built on hard work, really understanding and knowing what this country is all about. And my grandparents were immigrants. We are so happy to be part of this. And let's not blow this American dream that people have worked so hard for and fought so hard for. You know, we have all these veterans out there, and God bless them, because I'll tell you what, they from all the different wars that we've had to fight, it's all about our freedom. It's all about the freedom of choice and being able to do what we want to do. If we want to open up our own business, we can do that. Own our own home. There's plenty of places in this world that you just don't have the abilities to do what we do here in America. So let's do the right thing in 2024, come together as one, and drive America forward and show that these politicians don't have control of us. We have control of them, and that we can do the right thing for America, for Wisconsin, and for each and every one of us, so that we can all live the American dream, and that you create that dream board yourself, that visual board. Create one for yourself. Visualize what you want in your life. Put that on your bedroom wall. Write it down. I like taking dry erasers and put it on my mirror. All the different goals. There's a thought for each and every one of you. You write down your dream for 2024. You see it. You visualize it every single time you look in the mirror and brush your teeth or wash your face. You get to see it and you get to live it. And here in America in 2024, yeah, there may be challenges, but you know what? I believe in America. I believe in Americans, and we'll find a way to win.
That's fantastic. I'm grinning ear to ear right now, and you can't see me obviously through the podcast, but Bill Fonte for president, I think, is sounds pretty good. So
I've been asked to be a congressman a number of times, and I don't think it's my cup of tea. It's a little too corrupt right now.
It takes a certain breed, and I don't think I have that either. But inspiring talk nonetheless. So, is there anything I didn't ask you that you'd like to share with the audience before we wrap up today?
You know, in 2024, I think affordability is going to be so important. Finance options, you know, interest rates have been driven up, but even with that, I'm telling you, we have a finance program that is really incredible from Wells Fargo. I mean, you could buy $3,000 worth of appliances, furniture, or mattresses for as little as $63 a month. That's affordable. There's no reason. You can't do that on the internet. $63 for a $3,000 purchase, get the right price in a low monthly payment. What's that, half the amount of a cell phone bill? So yeah, I think that's
dinner,
important,
right?
I mean, you could go through McDonald's with a family and spend $60 these days. So why not buy yourself new furniture? Why not get yourself a new four-piece appliance set for, you know, $63 a month? So that I think is really important, is the affordability, not only driving the prices down, but also the affordability through the right financing programs. And that's what we do at our stores. And again, most importantly, is giving back to your communities. Giving is living. There's nothing like the feeling of seeing a kid smile when we deliver a bed. Blake Martinez, remember the linebacker?
Absolutely.
For the Green Bay Packers?
Yep.
Yeah, he and I and our wives delivered mattresses in Green Bay, and we brought these mattresses to some pretty tough homes. They actually didn't have furniture. Some of these homes had garbage bags stacked up in the corner.
Ugh.
But to see the smile on that kid's face, to get a mattress, and he gets to sleep on a mattress, I mean, it's priceless, you know?
Yeah, something we all take for granted. And then here you have that situation. And that's absolutely amazing that you do that. And that feeling is so rewarding. And I liked earlier, I didn't touch on it, but you mentioned veterans, and that's near and dear to our hearts here. And you may not be aware, but so we do this project called Operation Finally Home, and we give a home to a wounded veteran. And you guys have actually provided furniture in a couple of these homes, you know, discounted and things like that to help some of these veterans that are, you know, 70% or more disabled, get them the dream of having a home after going through, you know, some very horrific things. So, I want to say thank you on behalf of all the recipients that have gotten product from you guys for being a big partner of that. We really, really appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. And again, something that's near and dear to my heart is mental health. And embrace the thought, and I invite you to really dig into personal development. Whether Tony Robbins is your guy, Jim Rohn, Ed Milet, Brandon Burchard, I don't care who, Les Brown, unbelievable. Mel Robbins, another one of the top-notch women out there that really stresses personal development. It will be a game changer for you. Celebrate and write down three things that you're grateful for every day. And don't make it easy.
Yep, I do that.
That's awesome. Yeah, don't make it easy and say, well, I'm grateful for water, food, and my car. No. How about a gratitude statement? I'm grateful for water because it nourishes my body and cleanses my body. Now, that's a statement. And you go deep and you think about gratitude. Think about what you have. Forget about what you don't have. Don't try to compare yourself. And forgive yourself and forgive others if there's been some wrongdoings in the past, and move on. But personal development and growth and being kind to each other, loving on each other. I mean, we got a love fest going on in Green Bay, right?
Oh,
why
yeah.
Not spread that love fest throughout Wisconsin And gosh, it's just, it's fantastic. This is a fantastic time to be alive. No question about it. And yeah, I'm just happy to be on this podcast and being able to talk about it.
You've enjoyed everything. You've just shared so much stuff, but not only from the personal development side to the furniture side and the trend side. There's just going to be a ton in here. So I'm sure people are going to listen to this one more than one time just to grab everything out of it. So thank you so much, Bill, for sharing everything with you. If someone does want to get a hold of Ashley, find more information about your company, your products, where's the best place for them to go?
Well, I have a Facebook page, of course. My email address is bill@boston, bostonfam.com. So that would be the easiest way to get a hold of me. I'm, you know, I love helping out people and giving back. So if you need something, reach out to me and I'll do what I can to help you out.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much. Great job today. And it was a pleasure having you on. And hopefully we'll have you on again real soon.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, David.
Once again, thank you for tuning in to the Home Building Hero, broadcasting live from the Bellman Home Studio. If you haven't already, please make sure to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and make sure to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any future content. Until next time, I'm David Bellman, signing off.